from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Rain threatens play in the third test against Australia in Port of Spain. Joey Carew talks about the West Indies team, and the UNDP says it has no record of a transaction with the government of St. Lucia. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The former Trinidad and West Indies batsman Joey Carew has been speaking about how vital tomorrow's third test match is between the West Indies and Australia.
We must admit that we played so badly in Barbados. One would never recognize that was the West Indies cricket team, the best team in the world. We have to raise our game, and Curtly Ambrose is one person on that team who has to, and his doing so is going to raise the whole team. He is the vital key in this whole mystery. So let us hope that he does, and we are a better team than them, and we will win.
Joey Caroon will hear more on the cricket later on in the program. As St. Lucians continue to ask questions on the alleged disappearance of over $110,000, the United Nations Development Programme says it has no record of any transaction. That's the word from the UNDP offices in both the region, in both the Caribbean and New York, when BBC Caribbean Report checked today on the allegation that UNDP money had been negotiated without the knowledge of the government of St. Lucia. The office of the St. Lucian Prime Minister this week issued a statement saying that a contract was entered into by the Eastern Caribbean Research Centre and the UNDP in 1991. The statement went on to say that government had never consented to the transaction and was only made aware of the issue, only made aware of the issue when it was brought up by the country's UN ambassador George Arndt Odlum.